What about terror? Well, the fact of the matter is that Bush's planners escalated the threat of terror, and pretty consciously. It had been predicted, even by their own intelligence agencies, that would be the consequence of the war in Iraq, and it turned out to be true. And they did it because it's just not a high priority for them, surely as compared with much more serious goals, such as establishing secure military bases in a dependent client state right at the heart of the world's energy resources. Well, you know, that's really important. It's critically important to ensure that the huge profits, one historian of the industry calls them profits beyond the dream of avarice, it's important to ensure that they go into the right pockets. Even meaning U.S. energy corporations, and in fact, much more than that, the U.S. Treasury, high-tech industry, which sells weapons and so on, construction corporations and so on, you know, Bechtel and the rest of them. And even more important than the ensuring that the huge profits beyond the dream of avarice go to the right place, certainly not to the people of the region, that's out of the question, but not to competitors either, mostly to the U.S. Much more important than that is the what was called the stupendous strategic importance of the Middle East region back 60 years ago and has been understood ever since, namely having a hand on the spigot guarantees what planners 50 years ago called veto power over others. It's George Kennan, favored it, of course. Just his successor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, wrote a couple of months ago that controlling Iraq gives the United States critical leverage over European and Asian economies, veto power, in other words. And controlling those rivals has been a major concern of policy planners ever since the Second World War. They are, to quote Henry Kissinger, they're supposed to keep to their regional responsibilities within the overall framework of order managed by the United States. That's what Kissinger instructed Europeans in his Year of Europe address 30 years ago. And sometimes they get out of line, so if so, you can use the critical leverage. That's now much more urgent than it was in the past, as they keep threatening to move in an independent course, maybe even united. So the European Union and China have became each other's leading trading partners last year, and these ties are becoming even tighter. And now includes the world's second largest economy, Japan. So critical leverage is more important than ever for world control in what's sometimes called a tripolar world, three major power centers that has been evolving for 40 years and now much more so. In comparison to this, the threat of terror is a pretty minor consideration, although the threat is known to be awesome. Long before 9/11, it was clearly understood, and written about in technical publications, that sooner or later, the jihadist terror that was organized by the U.S. and its allies in the 1980s is likely to combine with weapons of mass destruction, which could have horrifying consequences, but it's just not a high priority. Those who thought they were voting for somebody who's going to protect them from terror and has their moral values are severely deceived. That's the point of advertising and public relations.